You are the covenant keeping God. Thank you for your covenant of divine favor. Thank you for, Lord, giving us the keys to this covenant. We bless your holy name this morning, O God. Please accept our worship, accept our thanks, accept our praises, and accept us as your people in the name of Jesus. Gracious God, as we listen to your word this morning, we pray that the heavens will be open, that our ears will be open, our hearts will be open. Father, please speak to us and ask for grace to be doers of your word and not hearers alone. This we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. If you are in church, you can say loud amen. If you are not angry with the person by your side, give the person a very big handshake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, say amen. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for the month of August. It has been a very wonderful month. It's our month of divine favor. If you have not received your plate of favor, make sure you receive it before this month finish. Because your own favor is coming your way. As you say amen, you will receive it. You see, last week we looked closely at how to grow in favor with God. Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. Luke chapter 2 verse 52. Please give us that scripture quickly. Luke 2:52. It says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. We said there are two cadres of favor. The first is favor with God, and the second is favor with man. Favor with God and favor with man. Now you see that Jesus did not grow in favor first. He started by growing in what? In wisdom and stature, then in favor. God does not give a man favor until he has given the man wisdom. So it's not by accident that wisdom came before favor. The fact why it is like that and why it's important that these two come together. Please, can you give us Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 4 so that we will be assured of this very, very well. Thank you. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding. You see, favor and wisdom, favor and understanding always come together. Why? I asked that question last Sunday. The reason is this. There are doors that favor can open unto you, but you need wisdom to sustain them. There are things that God can give to you by divine favor. But for those things to be sustained in your life, you need divine wisdom. And that is why favor and wisdom always go together. He said when Joseph stood before Pharaoh, he found favor before Pharaoh. But Pharaoh was amazed, not by the favor, but by the wisdom of Joseph. So favor would have taken Joseph to Pharaoh, and foolishness. May you not be foolish. This morning, if you don't say amen, we'll fight. I say you will not be foolish. Because by divine favor, God is opening doors unto us this month. And even in the remaining days of this year and months of this year, strange doors are opening unto us. But I pray for you the wisdom to sustain those doors. Receive it in the name of Jesus. If you want to hear more about wisdom, join us on Wednesday midweek service. We'll be dealing with wisdom. But this morning, I want to just wrap it up on favor so that we look at wisdom briefly on Wednesday. Let's wrap it up on favor. And I'll be talking briefly, time is fast spent, on how to sustain and grow in favor with men. Last week we looked at how to grow in favor with God. And we said that the key thing that attracts the favor of God upon the life of a man is the presence of God. That the presence of God is what opens the door to favor. Because when God is present in the life of an individual, that is favor already. Moses said, if I have found favor in your sight, do what? Show me your face. Show me your face. Let your presence go with me. Because Moses knew that as soon as the presence of God is withdrawn from the life of a man, the favor of God also is withdrawn. It's his presence that brings favor. And we say, in order to enjoy continuous presence and in to also enjoy his divine favor, there are 5 P's that we dealt with last Sunday. For those who are joining us, 5 P's. Number one, we say, do what? Pursue purity. Number two, prioritize devotion. Number three, practice the word. Number four, pull down pride. And number five, partner in kingdom advancement. If you can deal with those 5 P's and pray them into your life, you will not just carry his presence, but wherever you go, you will enjoy his favor. May God give us the grace to put those words into use or practice in our lives in Jesus' name. This morning we read from Esther. Why did we choose to read such a lengthy passage? Esther chapter 1, almost verse 1 to the end. I wanted us to see something there that is very, very important. Just one thing. That was why I allowed us to read the whole of that. But that one thing is so important. And that was why I started by making the statement I made at first. Favor opened doors. Foolishness closed doors. By divine favor, Esther was exalted to the position of a queen. The king of a realm. By then, the husband was called King of Kings. Oh, read your Bible well. The king of Babylon was addressed as the King of Kings. You know why? Because every other king bows to him. He was like the war ruler at that time. And then Esther, or rather, what's her name again? Vashti, thank you. By privilege, was exalted to become the queen of the realm. But Vashti lacked wisdom. And because she lacked wisdom, a single error brought her from the queen that she was to a nobody in the land. I pray for you from the depth of my heart. Foolishness will not close the door God has opened for you. Amen. And that is why when you are praying for favor, you need to pray for wisdom. Because every door that favor opens, it takes wisdom to keep that door open. And that's why last week we did say that one of the P's is to pull down pride. The foolishness of Vashti was exposed by her pride. The Bible says one day the father sat
And all the other princes and kings of other kingdoms that were under him, they came and they had a great feast and a wonderful time together
with his subjects. And as a man, out of his own pride as the king, he said that Vashti was the most beautiful woman in the entire realm. And the man called his beloved queen, "Oh, my beloved queen, come and display your beauty. Let this all my subjects know how beautiful a wife you are." And then he sent one of his guys, "Go and call the queen." The queen that is possible she has not seen the king for several months, because you don't appear before the king if he has not invited you. And this is the king being excited and invited the queen. And the queen said, "Foolish man, you want me to come and appear before all those drunks, all those people, all those low-life princes of yours that you have invited to come? You are asking me, Queen Vashti, to come and display my beauty before them." And he told the chamberlain that went to invite her, "Go and tell that foolish king that I am not coming."
What?
Praise God. You see, foolishness will make you to forget that the same hand that lifted you to the top can smash you into the ground. Pride blinds a man. It will make you to think that where you are and what you're doing is by your own strength and your might. But Vashti forgot that if she has not married to King Ahasuerus, there's no how she would have become what? A queen. That being a queen is just a privilege born out of favor that she was married to a king. Nobody becomes a queen who is not married to a king. And yet the same king that made you to become famous invited you. And you say you are a foolish man. You are a drunk. How can I come and appear before you? That was the day she lost her throne. May I pray for all our sisters in the house. You will not lose your glory because of foolishness. Sisters are not saying amen. You will not lose your glory because of foolish pride. There are a lot of sisters, a lot of women that have lost their marriages and their homes because of pride. There are people that have lost relationships that would have been powerful relationships that would have helped them in their growth in life because of pride. And you ask them, "Sir, what happened?" I was reading just within the week a very popular gospel artist whose marriage, they dissolved their marriage after many years, 28 years. And somebody wrote, "What is it that could have happened that you break up after 28 years? And I laugh. I said, "That one is small. Maybe not for Nigeria. I have a pastor I used to follow very well in the United States. He broke up with his wife after 53 years. Their son was about 60-something years when they divorced. And the question is, what would make a man to divorce? A woman to leave? The man stayed single till he died. He died last year, I think. Till he died. One of the things that is a problem to a lot of homes and marriages is pride. It's as simple as that. Simple pride. Look at somebody by your side. Tell the person, "Be careful with pride. It destroys men." Hear me. If you cannot say, "I am sorry," you are a proud fellow. And if you cannot accept, "I am sorry," you are also a proud fellow. Even if we go talk this one, we close. I think I will be okay.
A lot of homes is just for the woman or the man to just say, I am sorry.
And that problem will be fixed. Brother is looking at sister. Sister is looking at brother. Who will say, I am sorry? Say, never over my dead body, you will die. And nothing will happen to the world. The world will continue to exist. And in fact, aside from your immediate family and your friends, people will not even know that you are missing. Get that into your head. Did you know that if somebody dies now, if you are not close to that person, you don't feel anything? You don't. You can even walk and pray. Hey, yeah. You're gone.
Many sisters have lost worthy relationships all because of character bankruptcy, emptiness of character, emptiness of character.
May you never be a Vashti. Aha, you will not say amen.
And let me announce to you that anytime the spirit of Vashti takes over your life and you see yourself that you are too big and you have become too big, too blessed, and you cannot appear any longer before your king.
Let me announce to you that there are several Esthers waiting to take over your throne.
That very day,
Vashti was dethroned, and that very day, several Esthers, or rather, several other queens, more beautiful than Vashti, suddenly emerged. You think you are pretty, you are joking. Just use that you're pretty and lost that your man. You see the person we go marry. When you see the person, you go hide your face. So you are doing guy with pretty.
There are some of us, when we were little, in our little beginning, God so blessed us, our marriages were booming and things were working. Now,
just because of little money, oh. Little money, when you buy limousine.
Suddenly,
sister can no longer serve brother food. When brother, I am going to work, I'm very busy. Please, your food is in the kitchen. Are you joking?
Hey, I will put your food in the food flask, so please, I will drop it there for you. Suddenly, their homes, that when you step into their homes now,
the office of the of mommy has been taken over by a nanny. The nanny is, tell me how the men will not mess up. Because the path to the heart of a man is in his mouth. And every day he's eating good food cooked by one pretty younger woman in the house. And then you say, my husband is now eyeing our mate. You open the door by foolishness. If you are in church, say amen.
Vashti lost her throne. And suddenly, the same king that said there was no maiden as beautiful as Vashti in the land, suddenly discovered there were several maidens who are beautiful.
If a man loves you, he can be blind to all the women. But the day you lost that place, suddenly every other woman becomes more beautiful than you. And vice versa. Deal with pride. Deal with it. Deal with it. Proverbs chapter 11. Verse 2 tells us that when pride cometh, then cometh shame. Proverbs 11:2. Please write it down. When pride cometh, then cometh shame.
Vashti fell to the lowest level in the realm
because of pride.
Shame took over her life.
Oh God, deal with every root of pride in my life.
Never shall that day come
that I will ascribe anything to me. Whatever I am, whatever I have, whatever I do is by His grace. Pride is the highway to shame. Proverbs 16 verse 18 says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16, 18. Pride goeth before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. How hast thou fallen so low, O thou bright morning star? How have I descended so low? Pride. He said he thought in his heart, I will be like God. And that day he was struck down from the realm above and he came to the lowest realm. I'm talking about Lucifer. May your heart be blessed this morning. Deal with pride. In 1 Peter chapter 5, if you read verse 5 and 6, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 and 6, the Bible says, God resists the proud. God stands in resistance to any proud fellow. He said, He gives grace to the humble. Let me show you one mark. I've given you one already. Anybody that cannot say I'm sorry or receive I'm sorry is proud. Another mark of a proud person, anybody that cannot receive instruction with joy. If you are here, you find it difficult receiving instruction or following instruction, you are a proud person. You are a proud person. Oh, leaders, let me talk to us in 1 minute. Because pride has a way of finding expression in the life of leaders. Because it knows that once leaders are derailed, the entire followers will be derailed. Any leader that cannot be led is not a leader himself. Because every true leader must first of all know that you are under authority. Any leader that cannot receive instruction and run with it is a proud fellow. He's a proud fellow. They say, let's meet by 7 to pray. Say, for what? When did they change the instruction from 7:30 to 7? Next Sunday, invite somebody to church. Let him invite. It's not our business. And you did it. And well done. I will not even complain. It's a friendship Sunday. Who did he consult? It's okay. I consulted God. See, you have to check yourself because as I make this final statement before I give us some keys and then we wrap it up. Pride is one of the most subtle sins that a proud person will not even know that he is proud. And let me shock you. The very moment you start looking at yourself as the most humble fellow in this church, you are proud. That is how subtle pride can be. Tap somebody close to you. Tap the person. Tell the person, wake up, wake up, wake up. Say, wake up. Don't allow pride destroy you. Quickly, 5 keys to sustain and grow in favor with men. Key number 1. Please, this is very important. You want to enjoy favor with men? Just like we discussed enjoying favor with God, take down these keys. Look at them daily. Pray them into your life. Number 1, understand the law of honor. Understand the law of honor. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. The Lord speaking say, I will honor they that honor me. And they that
that despise me, I will lightly esteem. Understand the law of honor. If you want to be favored by men, you must have understanding that you need to honor all men. Honor all men, the Bible says. All men. Don't be selective with honor.
If you are in church, say amen.
Honor all men. Honor all men. Understand that when you hold men in esteem, when you hold men in honor, they can go any length for you. You want to enjoy favor from men, understand the law of honor. Number two, if you want to enjoy and sustain favor with men, be unashamed with gratitude. Unashamed gratitude. That's the second point. Unashamed gratitude. There are people that find it very difficult, man, to say thank you. Especially we men. Your wife comes from work, you come from work, she labored in the kitchen, make food, bring for you, drop on the table, you eat or you get up. You cannot even say thank you. Well done, you did well. Praise God. Church, praise the Lord. 2 days ago, I went home and my wife prepared one traditional food I love eating. And when she just brought it and I tasted it, I said, wow, this is the best food in fact I am eating this year. I saw her smile reach this year. Don't be ashamed to give thanks. The church where I was pastoring, when women come to give thanks, sometimes you see them roll from this side to this side, roll from this side to this side. And some people may sit down and despise them. Kuchon Bidao. Sister Foluke will understand from where we come from in the West. Thanksgiving is a culture. In fact, there are people I have met, if you just do them one single favor, they will thank you for the next 10 years. Anywhere they see you, ha! Thank you for that thing last year. And then they see you somewhere again, hey! Thank you. That's in the way it helped me. Now you go even tired with the thank you. And then there are others, no matter what you do to them, if they do an inoget, stingy person, no supposed to give me more than this. I asked for 50,000, he just give me 50,000. For in mind, you know, no say I supposed to need even pass that one. Ingratitude cut short the flow of favor to your life. Ingratitude. And sorry, ingratitude is the sin of the end time. Now look at it in Timothy. He said, in the last day, perilous times shall come. He said, men shall be unthankful. May the spirit of this end time not catch up with you. Learn to say thank you. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Say it like you mean it. Thank you, Jesus. Number three, unwavering commitment to diligence. Do you want to enjoy favor with man? Then watch this. Diligence. Unwavering commitment to a life of diligence. As far as man is concerned, what will give you favor before them is how skillful you are at what you do. Somebody can just call you to come and clean this stuff. The way you clean it, another person says, wow, I've not seen somebody cleaning like that. Your door has just opened. Commitment to diligence. Be diligent at what you do. As a star, be diligent. You never knew who you are going to come and attend first. You never knew. You never knew. You just show up early to work, and suddenly, that is your destiny helper waiting. It's not your business, but you just came early. And then the person asks you, I've been waiting here for long. I wanted to see these people running tests in this lab. Let me use my own self. I say, oh, sorry, sir. They have not come. But what is the problem? He say, it's my result. He say, Kai, but this is not my unit. But let me help you and check. That is a door that is just opening. And you didn't know. You were doing it without knowing that you were attending to somebody that will help you in future. May God give you understanding of what I'm saying this morning. Commitment to diligence. How diligent are you at your place of work? How diligent are you as a wife? How diligent are you as a husband? How diligent are you as a son, as a daughter in the family? How diligent are you? Commitment to diligence. If you are not committed and you are not skillful at what you are doing, you shut your door of favor. Amen. Hear me, church. Proverbs 22:29 tells us that seest thou a man diligent at what? Please give us that scripture so that we read it well. Seest thou a man diligent? Please read it. Read that first part. One, two, go. Alright, pause there. Diligent in whose business? Not someone else's business. Diligent in his own business. There are some people, because it is your private business, you just treat it anyhow. Diligent in his business. He say it will bring him before kings. How diligent are you? There are people even in FMC that have heard their story, that they were selling some things in the church, and because they knew them in the church, how diligent they serve in the church took them to where they are today, even in this center. Sama, favor can open door for you to have a job, but laziness can make your boss to fire you. Yes, you went to the National Assembly, they gave you that letter of attestation. Yes, you took it to the manager of that company and he received it, and for all time friend's sake he gave you the job, and then discovered that you are not competent. You say, well, because of my friend I'm not going to fire you, but you are going to join the cleaners. Diligence. Number four, quickly as we wrap it up. Unselfish pursuit of the good of others. Unselfish pursuit of the good of others. That's another key that will sustain favor and help you grow in favor with men. Pursue the good of others. Pursue the good of others. He said, he that seeketh the good of others procureth favor. Favor. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 27. Proverbs 11, 27. If you read it from the Passion Translation, it puts it this way. He said, living, seeking what is good for others brings untold favor. Living your life, seeking what is good for others, brings untold favor. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. Sir, every man and woman that seeks the good of other people is opening door for other men to favor him. I beg you in the name of God, don't conspire against the downfall of any man. Seek good in people. Seek the good of others. And finally, this morning, as we wrap it up, unfeigned loyalty. I said it last week, and I will say it again.
Loyalty cannot be overemphasized when it comes to growing in divine favor. Unfeigned loyalty. Loyalty. If I ask some people now, if you are up to 40 here now, do you have a friend that you are loyal to, you have been friends for the past 20 years, that you still communicate, you can still reach out to yourself, you are loyal to that friendship in spite of what you people have gone through? That's a test of loyalty.
There are people that don't have friends that they have been together for 5 years.
You stink all your friends. Pa, 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 pa. You say, me? I know they for that one. You call me, I call you. You know call me, I know call you. You text me, I they see up our status now. You know text me, I know text you. It's alright. Very soon you discover you are an island, you and your phone. Loyalty to God and loyalty to man opens the door to favor. Proverbs chapter 3. Take that. Verse 3 and 4. Proverbs 3, 3 and 4. Let's read it from NLT. Proverbs 3, 3 and 4. NLT.
Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Loyalty and kindness. Verse 4. Then you will find favor with both God and people.
Loyalty. There are some people, they are not educated, but they have become so loyal to some folks they call politicians. And today, you with all your big certificate, you cannot compete with them, because favor has taken them out and distinguished them. Why? Because of their loyalty. Tinubu was governor. When did he finish governor of Lagos State? 2007. Yes, 2007. He was governor 1999 to 2007. Now, he came back as president when? 2019. 2023, he came back as president. And people were still loyal to him. Even when he left office, about how many years? 15 years or more. People were still loyal to him. And when he showed up as president, those same people that served him as governor never left him. That's loyalty.
And there are people here, they cannot even be loyal to only their pastor. Their pastor. Just their pastor. You cannot even correct them. You correct them, you are on fire.
Talk less of being loyal to their friends. Their wives are not loyal to their husbands. And you want them to fail. And their husbands too. Loyalty is what opens the door to favor with men. If you're here, if you look around you, you discover you are not a loyal fellow. Ask God to have mercy on you and to help you. Because maybe that is the cause of your stagnation in life. There's nobody you submit to. You are Alpha, you are Omega. Eh? Nobody can advise you. Nobody can talk to you and you listen.
Thank you, Jesus. Say to yourself, this is my season of favor. I cannot hear you. This is my season of favor. Bow down your heads as we pray. Thank you. More of you.
Help us with that song.
And less of me. Lord, I pray that there might be more of you and less of me.
Oh, choir, no Sabia. All right. Just make it your prayer. Father, more of you and less of me. A humble person is the one that trembles when he hears the word of God. That is the mark of humility. How do you react to the word of God? A humble brother, a humble sister, when you hear the word of God, you tremble. What do you do when God speaks like he's speaking to you and I now? A proud person mocks at God's word, scoffs at God's word. Thank you, Jesus. Please talk to God. Father, help me this morning. Kick out foolishness from my life. Break every mountain of pride. Clothe me with humility. Help me, O God, to honor all men. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. Father, please help me. I want to enjoy your favor, Father.